fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Well, this is a big week. It's a kind of preparatory week because we're moving toward the celebration of the Feast of Pentecost this coming Sunday. Of course, Pentecost is, we remember the day in which the fulfillment of Jesus' promise and the fulfillment of the promise of the Father took place when the apostles were gathered with Mary in the upper room, and they were waiting as Jesus had commanded them to do, to wait for the Holy Spirit. Jesus was going to ascend to the right hand of the Father. He was going to take in his own person the beginning of the new creation. Jesus, the head of a new race of people, those who are born again, born anew, and passed through from death to life. Jesus now is taking human flesh, taking each one of us into the presence of the Father. He's glorified. As Jesus is glorified, so is his human flesh. So is the reality of who he is. He became one of us so that he could redeem all of us and bring all of us with him into the presence of the Father. And that is in the presence of God's glory, to literally reign in glory. St. Paul tells us that every human being, every person sinned and therefore falls short of the glory of God. We've fallen from glory. Jesus Christ has come to raise us to glory. And he raises us to glory by dealing with the sin problem on the cross, cleansing us of our sin, expiating, that is, blotting out our sin. When we come to him and repent and receive baptism and the forgiveness of our sins, we're united to Jesus, and he gives to us what belongs to him. We see the logic and the historical reality of what unfolded with Jesus. When he told the apostles, after he'd risen from the dead, John baptized you with water, but I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. But wait until he sends the Spirit. So on the Feast of Pentecost, we celebrate, we remember that historic moment, really, when the church was born of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit from the Father and the Son, that power that Jesus promised that would stir the apostles, would give them the words to speak, would give them the courage and the spiritual energy to go forward and to communicate the good news to the whole world. And that day of Pentecost, as Peter recalls, he's the one who stood up on the day of Pentecost, the first to speak. There's a beautiful section in there. I've talked about it many times over the years, the description of what happened on the day of Pentecost. And it says, then Peter stood up, because as they came forward from the upper room, and what happened in the upper room, the Holy Spirit came upon them, tongues as a fire settled upon them. It's as though a mighty wind came blowing through the upper room, and the Spirit anointed them. And as Pope John Paul II put, stirred their deepest energies and thrust them out into the marketplace. So what we see is, and Peter describes it in more detail, is that as Jesus takes his place at the right hand of the Father and all power belongs to him, it's from Jesus, the anointed one, who is filled with the Holy Spirit. He's the one who has won the right and has the authority and the power to pour out the Spirit of the Father and the Son into the earth, which gives birth to the church. And so as the apostles were the first to receive that grace, they were then moved. So the Holy Spirit is sent by the Father and the Son on mission to accomplish what Jesus was sent to accomplish from the Father, which is what? To bring about the salvation of the world. He said to the apostles, you'll receive power, then you will be my witnesses. Now go tell the world all that I've taught you, all that you've seen, all that you've experienced, and call the world to repentance, and call the world into a relationship with me so that they could be saved. So you see the power in the movement immediately on that day of Pentecost. They didn't just stay in the upper room and sort of glory in the experience that they were having together and simply sharing it. They knew it wasn't for their own edification. They were charged with Holy Spirit power, and that Holy Spirit moved them. And they got up and they opened the doors and they went right out into the marketplace and they began to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he's calling all to repent and he wants to pour out his Holy Spirit on all flesh. And so Peter stood up that day. He was the first one to interpret for all the people of Israel representatives from the 12 tribes who had come to Jerusalem for the Pilgrim Feast, which was Pentecost. It was a feast of first fruits, but it was also remembering of the giving of the law of Moses on Mount Sinai. It was an important time in the Jewish liturgical year. And they're stunned by what they're seeing. These uneducated men standing up and preaching with such power, authority, and people were being converted. People were saying, what's going on? What's happening? Then Peter stood up and he quoted from the prophet Joel. And he said, look, what the prophet Joel prophesied, what he foretold, is happening right here, right now. This is the time of fulfillment of that promise. And he quotes him, says, in the last days, it shall be, God declares, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Just the beginning of what he quotes. Peter's point is this. With the coming of Jesus, God's spirit is perfectly united to human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Messiah. Messiah is anointed. What is anointed? Anointed means the one who is anointed, filled full with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the firstborn now. What does that mean? Jesus is God's plan, God's perfect plan. God's plan for the salvation of the world is perfectly revealed in Jesus. How is God going to save a fallen world that's fallen from glory? He's going to make it possible for the Spirit of God, the eternal Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity, to literally come and dwell in every person who repents and opens their heart to God. And God would then come and dwell in us as in a temple. That's how God saves us. Jesus Christ makes it possible through his death on the cross. First, by his becoming human, by taking on human flesh, becoming one of us. That's where it happens, and we celebrate the incarnation, why it's so important. Just Jesus' birth, friends, the victory has begun. God has entered his own creation, and he's entered it, and he's taken on human flesh, and so he's united heaven, God's eternal life, in the person of Jesus, to human flesh, which is destined to die, right? Because of sin. Death comes through sin, all men sin, therefore all men die. Jesus came and took on human flesh to deal with that problem. So his victory and the sending of the Spirit really begins with the person of Jesus who comes in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we know in his baptism in the Jordan, the Holy Spirit was manifested there. And he went forward and he proclaimed, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I am the one, the Messiah, who is filled with the Spirit. I'm the one who will give my Spirit to all those who believe. So Peter is saying the promise of the Old Testament, the prophets of the anointed Messiah, who would have the capacity and the power to give to human life, to give first to the people of Israel, but then to the whole world, because he's a light to the nations. He's come to save the whole world. He has within himself the power and the capacity to bring people from death to life. And that comes from Jesus' power and ability and the right that he earned through his faithfulness and his obedience to the Father, to have complete authority over all God's creation and complete authority as head now of the new race of people he's siring by the power of his Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus, friends, is the only Savior of the world. And Peter is saying, this is what you're seeing, friends. The reason we're moved the way we're moved, and why we're speaking with such boldness and speaking in tongues and the signs and wonders of the kingdom of God are present and visible is because Jesus Christ, Mary's son, the man from Nazareth, the one you killed, God has raised from the dead. And he's alive never to die again because death could not hold him down. Where is he? He's now at the right hand of the Father. We saw him, we touched him, we ate with him, we've caught a glimpse of his glory. But he ascended to heaven, he's at the right hand of the Father. And the new creation has begun. And what you're seeing, the signs, the wonders, the work of the Spirit, the tangible manifestation, the experience of the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, this is because Jesus Christ, the victor, is at the right hand of the Father, and he is about establishing his church to extend the grace of the new creation throughout the world. So that day on Pentecost, the church is born, and notice the church is born in movement. When the Spirit comes, again, thinking of the words of Pope John Paul II, when the Spirit of God comes, the Spirit stirs our deepest energies and thrusts us into the mission, the great commission, the great mission to go make disciples throughout all nations. On the day of Pentecost, thousands of Jews gave their life to Christ and became followers of Jesus and followed the disciples and sat at their feet. And the apostles taught them and broke bread with them. And Jesus gave to them, the apostles passed on. Now, they could do that because the Spirit of God was in them and empowering them to do it. It's the special mission of the Holy Spirit to reveal to every human heart the glory and the majesty of Jesus, what the apostles experienced themselves. As they extended the kingdom, as they began to tell people about Jesus, the Holy Spirit backed their words. The Holy Spirit empowered them to be able to communicate a truth, the good news, that opened up before those they were speaking to. It's a miracle that anybody can see and understand and believe who Jesus is. It's a work of God. We're called and commissioned and empowered by the Holy Spirit to simply bear witness and give testimony, both in how we live, but how we speak, what we share with people, this good news about the person of Jesus Christ, who's at the right hand of the Father, and he's pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. At any given time in history, when the church is in need of renewal, when she's being tested, when she's deep in spiritual conflict and battle, what she needs, she doesn't need more money, she doesn't need more buildings, she doesn't need better politics, she needs the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Pope Paul VI said. He said, more than once we've asked ourselves, he's talking in the papal we, what the greatest needs of the church are. What is the primary and ultimate need of our beloved and holy church? We must say it with holy fear, because as you know, this concerns the mystery of the church, her life. This need is the Spirit. The church needs her eternal Pentecost. She needs fire in her heart, words on her lips, and a glance that is prophetic, just like the apostles experienced on the day of Pentecost. Fire was poured into their hearts through the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit put words on their lips, and they went forward, and they proclaimed the gospel. And they had a prophetic grace. They could see what God the Father's plan was for the salvation of the world, and they were absolutely convinced of it. And what does the Holy Father say? This is the church's eternal Pentecost. This is what the church needs today. What does the church need, especially in the first world where she's struggling? What does she most need? She needs the Spirit. Every person who's been baptized and confirmed has the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The question is that Spirit animating us? Is it burning in our hearts? Have we stirred up the Holy Spirit? And are we living in obedience to the Spirit to fulfill the mission he's called us to? We're going to look at this more throughout the week. I hope you can join me. Tell your friends to tune in as well. Have a great day, friends. God bless.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.